You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, NCAA tournament is in full flight. Let's chat about it. Welcome in Will Perdue, NCAA college basketball analyst for Westwood One. He's out in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Will, Taz of the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning. We certainly appreciate it, bud.
Will, what's up?
Oh, absolutely, man. Hey, listen, I'm an NBA guy.
Yeah.
But there's not a better 3 weeks on the calendar. Well, let me go 4 weeks because we go 3 weeks of the NCAA tournament, and then that rolls into the next week of the Masters.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, this is a great time, and especially warmer weather is coming around, too, which is we'll take two after what is a decent winter. Anyway, yeah. Will, you mentioned the NBA. Before we get into today's matchups and your thoughts, especially in the region you're going to be out in Columbus, couple players. Taz and I were talking about Morant from Murray State, who put on an absolute show yesterday against Marquette, triple-double. What you've seen from Morant, how, you know, you cover the Bulls as well. You're, you know, a champion with the Bulls. How do you think Morant's game translates to the NBA?
Well, I've actually seen him play in person a couple times, and I actually covered the OVC semis and championship game for Westwood One Radio. So, you know, A, I think of how dynamic he is obvious, but, you know, he is a guy, and I think you saw it last night early on before he started scoring, he had 5 quick assists. His vision of the court is outstanding. Reminds me a lot of Jason Kidd. Now, he's more athletic than Jason Kidd, and he kind of shoots like Jason Kidd a little bit. At this point, you know, he's just got to learn to be able to play at the next level where it's a little more physical, but I think also at the same time he's got to work on his 3-point shot. You'll notice that he has 2 separate shots. He's got a shot where if he drives in, you know, and attacks the basket, shoots that mid-range 12 to 14 footer, it looks pretty over the head, you know, gets a nice little lift on it. But if he shoots a 3, it's almost like he starts from his waist and, you know, pushes it forward. To me, that's really the only thing I've seen where he's going to have to change. Outside of that, you know, you guys saw he's got great body control. He throws himself in there. And he's already got it. He already does a great job of selling the foul like NBA players. So he's already set and ready to go.
What about? I'm sorry.
Go for it.
The other one. What about Zion? We've chatted. Williamson's been great. What about Williamson in terms of how his game translates to the next level?
Well, listen. He is a guy that is a generational player. He's so explosive, so exciting, and. You know, we can talk about everything he has, I think, translate to the next level, period. But this is the impact he'll have on the league. This year at the All-Star Game in Charlotte, NBA players, you're talking about established NBA players, we're talking about, hey, man, think about how good the dunk contest is going to be next year when Zion's in the league. That's the impact now. He's not just a dunker. And you saw in that ACC championship game, his ability to get off the floor quickly, but even the second bounce to go get the offensive rebound for the putback. And a guy that is his size and as explosive as he is at 285, I mean, there's some comparisons to LeBron. He's not exactly like LeBron, but the thing is, once he gets to the NBA, he's only going to get better, and that's the scary part. And one thing you're going to see when the NBA draft comes along, whoever gets the number one pick is going to have 2 things. One, the jersey that has his name on the back. And 2, they're going to make an announcement, we're selling season tickets now.
That's right. Get that draw. Hey, so, Will, what about Tom Izzo? You know, a lot of scuttlebutt going on, him getting after a young player there. And Henry, you take any issue with this, what Izzo did yesterday as they were going into a timeout?
No.
Right.
Listen, a lot of people want to make a big deal out of it because – the makeup of players, most players, has changed.
Right.
You know, everybody wants to talk about that. You just can't do that. But you don't go to Michigan State if you can't handle that. You know that up front. This isn't the first. It's just now everything's magnified because we're in the NCAA tournament. I did the game for Westwood One, Michigan State at Indiana, that Indiana won. He lit into a couple players there, but because it wasn't on TV, nobody's talking about it. He's very passionate. He's a guy that has high expectations. And this is just, I mean, for lack of a better term, everybody likes to say he's old school. If you make a mistake, he's going to let you know about it. But at the same time, you talk to his players, they love him because of the amount of time he spends off the floor with him and explains to them how much they love him, and they really look at him as a father figure.
You know, Will, what about the idea of the tap on the chest, the grab of the hand? Not necessarily just lighting into him the verbal stuff, but what about the fact of him, you know, touching the player?
Well, I think that may be one area where things kind of have to change, because it goes back to, you talk about the football coaches grabbing a guy by the face mask to make sure he's got his attention. Yep. You know, that's probably where things have changed a little bit as far as, you know, how you go about with the contact that you make and what force are you using that contact.
Yeah, well, hey, so let me ask you, Will, today.
You sound like an official during a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
you do.
Yeah.
Great job. No, but yeah, I mean, listen, Will, I mean, it's going to come up because of how the tournament, as you know, Will, and you're around the college game, around the NBA game, how everything is covered in today's day and age.
It really is. I mean, and because of social media, I mean, things happen. Seconds later, it's out there. Seconds. Not minutes, not hours, seconds later, it's out there.
Well, people are waiting. They're sitting there with their phones, right, pouncing to get not just back, you know, not just audio. They're going to get full video. Let me ask you, Will, today in Columbus, so what games are you most excited to check out, to see?
Well, probably two games that, you know, because we always sit here and we're like, well, what's going to be a good game today to watch?
Right.
You know, but... And the better the game, the easier it is for us to make the call. But,
absolutely.
You know, I think Iowa and Cincinnati. Now, a lot of people are going to say, man, that's got the makings of a defensive battle, which it does. But, you know, you wonder about Iowa, who's lost six out of their last eight. Can they turn things around now that they're in the tournament? Cincinnati, they're a team that, you know, Mick Cronin is a guy that kind of walks around with a disrespect card and talks to his players about that. You know, because they're a seven seed, what can they do and the kind of impact they can have? I think that's an exciting game to keep an eye on. And then I think also, you know, Washington, Utah State. We were talking to the Utah State coach, Craig Smith. This guy, man, we had to pull him off the ceiling. He's so excited about his team being here and how he's turning that school around. And I said, dude, why do you even drink coffee? Because you obviously don't need it. Every once in a while, certain things come up. We do have the saying of the day. And then we were talking to Mike Hopkins, the coach for Washington,
right.
Two-time Pac-12 Coach of the Year, by the way. Mm. We were asking him about that terrible loss against Oregon in the Pac-12 championship. He goes, DMGB. Kind of look around and go, DMGB? He goes, doesn't matter, get better.
There it is.
We don't care how bad the perception of the league is. Our job is to come out and play who's in front of us, and that's Utah State.
That's awesome. I love that. That's a good line. You know, Will, we only have about a minute and a half left to play with here. When you look at this tournament, though, do you think it's really Duke and then everybody else? I mean, how many teams do you think can win a national championship in Minneapolis?
I'm going to go with four.
And
I'm
going to
go with
Duke,
North Carolina, Tennessee, who's here, but I think, you know, they play – I didn't mention them because they play Colgate, and I think they're going to manhandle them.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
And Gonzaga. I think people are underestimating Gonzaga, and a lot of reasons is, quite honestly, they're in the West Coast. They haven't seen them play, but you haven't seen them play. They were up 37 early yesterday.
That's true. Hey, Will, enjoy the games out in Columbus. We appreciate the perspective. We love hearing you on Westwood One, and continued success, all right?
Thanks a lot, Will.
Hey, gentlemen, I appreciate it. DMGB.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.